We are learning Masechta Shabbos, Daf Tzadik Beis, Amud Aleph, and we are beginning four lines from the top of Tzadik Beis, Amud Aleph. We just finished Machlokes Chizkiah and Rabbi Yochanan regarding Agad Kli, and the Gemara is going to say there's a similar Machlokes, the same exact Machlokes, between Rava and Abaya. So the Gemara, Chen Amar Rava, Lo Yishanu, that we said in the Mishnah, that you have to take the whole Kupa into the Rishus Harabim in order to be a Kol Eitzah, it's only with Kupa Malei Kashum. It's only with a basket filled with cucumbers, with Deluim and gourds. Av Malei Achardel, but it's filled with mustard seeds, which are each separate seeds by itself, then Chayiv. Then you're Chayiv because there are a lot of seeds that are in Rishus Harabim ready, even though some of them are still in the Kli that are inside, stuck inside, but it makes no difference because you don't care about the Kli. The Kli is not Agad Kli, it's not like it's tied to the Kli, and therefore it's considered like the Chardel separately, and it's in the Rishus HaRabim. Alma Kasava Agad Kli Lo Shmei Agad, that it's attached with the Kli to the inside, that's not called an attachment. Abaya Alma No, Afil Malei Chardel Partel, even if it's full of Chardel, it's still part. Since part of the Kli is still inside, Rishus HaYachid, it's not considered all in Rishus HaRabim, even though there are seeds that are in Rishus HaRabim. Since it's part of the Kli, it's part of Amma Kasava Agad Kli Shmei Agad. You see, he holds that Agad Kli, it's called an Agad, it's called attached. Come Abaya Vishitasa Rava, come Rava Vishitasa Abaya. That's the first version of Machlokes. And I say afterwards, they each were Chayzer and went to the other way. That means, in the Havamina, at the beginning of the Gemara, Rava held there was Chayiv when the Chardel goes out, and Abaya holds Potter. And the Maskana was saying now that Rava holds Potter and Abaya holds Chayiv. They each switch their Shitas. Each switch their Shitas. Come Abaya b'shitos to Rava and come Rava b'shitos to Abaya. Great thing, Marakash. Avrami da Abaya, Adabaya v'rami da Rava da Rava. We're going to ask a steer to Abaya and a steer to Rava. Lafi, what we know now, where Rava now holds Potter and Abaya holds Chayiv. We're going to ask a steer to Ditmar, Hamoitzi Peres and Shurabim. If someone brings Peres and Shurabim, Abaya ama b'yad Chayiv. That means if you stick your hand out to Shurabim Yechayiv, but Bakli, if the Kli is sticking out, is Potter, because the whole Kli has to go outside. But if only part of the Kli goes outside, you're Potter. And that doesn't stem with Abaya. We just finished saying now Abaya holds Chayiv if part of it goes out. Talking about Chardel over here. But Rav Amar, Beyad Potter, if you stick your hand out and into Shurabim, you're Potter. Why? Because you're in Shiochas still. Bakli, but you stick out a Kli is Chayiv because the Maisa, the mustard seeds went out. So the problem is that what we just said in Rava, the Rava is the one who holds Potter, and Baya holds Chayiv, it's a stira, because here Rava holds Chayiv, and Baya holds Potter. So the Gemara, Epoch, we'll switch around, this last memra, we're going to switch around and say that it's the opposite. That Abaya is the one who says, B'yad Potter, M'kli Chayiv, and Rava is the one who says, B'yad Chayiv, and M'kli Potter. Because Maskona, Rava holds Potter. Now the Gemara is going to ask, on this Mandiyama, whoever it is, after we switched it, it's really Rava, that Beyad Chayiv, that means it sounds like you're standing in Shishu Yochid, and you stick your hand out to Shishu Rabim, that's called Eitzah. Beyad Chayiv, Atanam, Nuta Mishta, not like that. Pashat Balabayis Yod L'chutz, the Balabayis who's standing inside his house, sticks his hand outside, V'notal Oni Metaycha, and the Oni takes it out, the Lachas are both Potter, or Oshinosan Asaycha, the Oni puts something into the Oshir's hand, and he brings it in. They're both Potter. Now, if we just said that if someone sticks his hand out to Shurabim, he's Chayiv, so why isn't the Baal HaBayis, when he stuck his hand out with a piece of bread to the Oni, and he stuck it out, it should be Chayiv, because he stuck his hand out to Shurabim. So, they were talking about he stuck out his hand, and I'm still above three Tvachim. Here it's less than three Tvachim, so there's Lavud. So if it's Lavud, so as Allah must have seen that anything within three tefachim is like it's murach on the karka. So if the asher sticks out a piece of bread outside and he puts his hand lower than three tefachim, the halacha is that's ki'ilu he made a hanacha, and therefore he's chayiv for haitzah. And still, that's the case that this memra that we said b'yad is chayiv means that's the case for less than three. And still, the other mandi amar, which in this case will be abaya, will still hold is potter. Why? In this case, after the epoch will be Abaya, and he holds his potter. Why the potter? Because he still holds that it goes by the guf. Since your guf is inside, your hand goes after your guf, and since your guf is inside, it cannot be called haitzah, and that would be the machlokes. But the whole machlokes is only if it's lamata megimel. But if it's a maila megimel, the kuli al-maida, that it's not called haitzah. Because there's no hanocha like we have from the first mishnah in the Masechta. So the mishnah vaita, new mishnah, brand new mishnah. The Mishnah says like this, talking about carrying, if this carrying is klachiyah, not klachiyah, that's the shaylah that we want to talk about in this Mishnah. What's the normal way of carrying? Till now, we're talking about Shiurim, and if the whole thing went out, now we're talking about how did they carry it? How did they carry it? Is that called the way of carrying it out? So the Mishnah says like this, Hamaitzi, if someone carries something out into Shesharabim, Bein b'yaminoi, side in his right hand, Bein v'smoilei, side in his left hand, that's both very normal, v'sei chekai, or it's in his lap, he carries it out in his lap, that's normal also, like sefer, or on his shoulder, chai, shkei masav eikos, because you find a masav eikos, that is a way of carrying. Now Rashi explains, pasuk b'shata means that the first three, it's not normal, right hand, left hand, chekai, it's normal. How do you know on the shoulder is normal? Because you find that masav eikos, the eikos, carry the oroin on his shoulder. Like I have this week's parasha, parasha's nasai, that they didn't get agolos, they carried everything on their shoulder. So you see, it's normal to carry on your shoulder, that's called normal hitzah. Rashi actually brings down from a medrash that from Rav Hai Goyin, that he found in Yerushalmi, that it says of Kudas Allah of an Aaron Akoya, and he carried the Shemen Hamar, Victorious of Salmon, Uminchas Atavar, the Shemen Mishcha. He carried four things. How did he carry four things? So it says in the Yerushalmi that one shemen was the right hand, the other shemen was in the left hand, the k'taris was on his lap, and the chavitim, which is the mincha, was on his shoulder. So be'etzem, masa b'nei kos really included all four type of ways of carrying. So k'tem ishtavayta, but what about klachayad or baraglois? What does klachayad mean? Ila klachayad is a general term, which means in a shinui de gawe, a different way, which the Gemara will explain, which Mishnah explains weiter, ragloy or piv murpakai, or kliachad means literally in back of your hand. Look at Taisus, the mask kliachiyad, there's two girsis. So the kliachiyad means, let's say, literally in back of his hand, he carries that way, or baragloy with his feet, befiv in his mouth, or bimarafkoi, or in his marfakoi, which according to Rashi means his armpit. Taisus says it means his elbow, which means elbow would mean like inside the elbow, you close your hand, you hold it in like that way. Uba azday, or you hang it from your ear, or basari, or from your ear. So all these cases are klachiyad. You're all going to be pot on these cases. Uba pundasay, or pilamata, or from your money belt, and the opening is open and it's facing downwards, so things are going to fall out. That's not a normal way of carrying. Bein pedasal chalaka, or he puts it in between his belt and his shirt, also hanging out, so it might fall out. With svas chalukah, he puts it in his hem on the bottom of his cloak. B'minoloi, in his shoe, b'sandloi, in his sandal. All these cases are potter. So hoitzi k'derech hamaitzim, because it's not normal to carry something out this way, and therefore all these cases in the second half of this mishnah are potter. Why? Because all kliachiyad. So the Gemara writes, Amar Rabbi Elazar. The Elazar says like this: Hamaitzi masu l'maylam asara tvachim. Chai. If someone carries something in Shisharabim, or he brings something out from Shisharabim to Shishiyachid, or Shishiyachid to Shisharabim, and he brings it out, he puts it l'may l'mayud. He holds it up above your tfachim. That's the way he walks out, or he carries in the Shisharabim that way. It's really like, it's in a makam tour, really. He's carrying it above your tfachim. That's what he's carrying it. The halacha is a chayiv. Shkei masa b'nei kos, because you find by masa b'nei kos, that's the way to carry it. And the Gemara is bringing a makar to it. Rashi just speaks out, even though the Gemara says before, and later on also, and daf kuf, and we have it before in the first parak, if someone throws something fu'amis, m'shirabim, and it lands l'may l'ma'asara, the loch is not called carrying. So why is this difference? He says, there it's by zoyrik, but here by mavir is different. Where you're walking with it while you're carrying it is different, even if it's above asara tfachim. And it sounds like from Rashi, maybe even if you never landed up putting it down less than asara tfachim. Still, if you walked with it for amis, even though you're holding it up above 10 tfachim, you're still chayiv. Why? Because by masa b'nei kos, when the b'nei kos carried their kalim of the Mishkan, that was the way they carried it, therefore it's called derech haitzah and chayiv haitzah. Now, where do you find that the b'nei kos carried something that it was above, it was all, the whole item was above your tefachim? Where do you find such a thing? So Gemara is going to develop and explain how we know that. How we know? The chesiv, it says in the pasuk. The pasuk says, we're talking about the kali achatzah, that was the curtain that was around the entire outside of the Mishkan. So it says that the kali achatzah, asher al ha-mishkan v'al ha-mizbeach saviv. So it's a hekesh, Mishkan to the Mizbeach. Just like the Mishkan was 10 tefachim high, ma Mishkan yuramis 10 amis high. We're after the raya. The shaila the Gemara is talking about holding above 10 tefachim. Here's when we develop the raya. So the first thing is we're going to establish the height of the Mishkan and the height of the Mizbeach were both 10 amis high. Ma'akash Mizbeach l'Mishkan. Ma'amishkan yur amis, just like the Mishkan is 10 amis high, af Mizbeach yur amis, 10 amis high. Well, Mishkan gufi minol, and how do you know Mishkan itself? We're making a hekesh Mizbeach to Mishkan. How do you know Mishkan was 10 amis high? Dechsev esa amas arecha keresh. It says each of the krashim were 10 amas tall. Dechsev. Now that we established. So now the mizbech and the krashim are 10 amas, but the gay also the mizbech is 10 amas high. Dechsev. It says vayifres oil al mishkan. Moshe Rabbeinu parshu. Moshe Rabbeinu put the Uriah at the top of the Mishkan. So it must have been mekanat alamed that it must have been Moshe Rabbeinu must have been 10 amas high. If it must have been 10 amas tall, if he could put the Uriah at the top of the Mishkan, which is 10 amas high, he himself must have been 10 amas tall. And if he was 10 amas tall, he was a Levi. Probably all of them were the same height, same height. Mekanat alamed gavam shalavim es amas. The height of Levim were 10 amas. Vigamiri. Now they were carrying the mizbech. Their job was to carry the mizbech, the meikos. They were 10 amas high. Vigamiri, the chotur of the middle of the mitos, anything that you carry with poles, that was the way they carried the kalim, tilsim el, a third of the height of that keli is above the pole, and trey tilsim otachas, and 2/3 were below the pole. So now it comes out if a person is 10 amas high, and the mizbeach is 10 amas high, 6.6 of the mizbeach was below the shoulder. So that means if the person is 10 amas high, so from his shoulder to the floor is around 9.5 amos, and 6.6 of those amos were mizbeach. But after that was another 2.5 amos to the ground. 2.5 amos is around 15 tefachim. So you see, it's 15 tefachim off the ground. So you see, they carry something that above your tefachim off the ground. Let's read it inside. You see, it was more than 10 tefachim above the ground. That's one mahalach to prove that if you carry something above 10 tefachim, that's issa itza. Another way to learn. Really, you don't learn that from Moshe Rabbeinu that the Levim were 10 amos high. Because maybe only Moshe was 10 amos, but the Levim were less than 10 amos. They were maybe only 3 amos high. 3 amos high is a normal height, and Tosis explains that 3 amos height means from the shoulder. From the shoulder down, there are 3 amos. That's the height. That's a normal height of a person, which is 18 tefachim, which is a little bit less than 6 feet. You know, it could be 5.5 feet. From the shoulders, anything, that's a normal height. That's how tall they were. But they carried the Aron. Now, what about the Aron? The Aron was 10 tefachim high. Aron tishav ha-kaparis tefach. So the Aron was 10 tefachim high. Reka yud. So that means when they carried the Aron on the shoulder, there was 6.6 tefachim below their shoulder. Now, if a person from his shoulder down is 3 amos, 18 tefachim, minus 6.6, is still 12 tefachim to the ground. So they see they carried it above 10 tefachim off the ground. You see, it was higher than Yod. So we have 2 mahalchim in the Rai. Either they were 10 amos high and they carried the mizbech, that's the Rai, or even they were 3 amos high, but they carried the Aron above Yod Tfachim. So it's a Rai that above Yod Tfachim is called Haitzah. Why taka don't we learn out from Moshe that the height of the Levim were 10 amos? It's like Moshe. Why do we fall off that? What's wrong with learning out from Moshe? Why do you think Moshe would do different? Was different. The special din that for Hashem to be shari shechina is only shari shechina on someone, like the Gemara Darim says, a chacham, a gibra, a usher. He has to be strong, smart, rich, very tall. He wants to be able to command respect. And you need to be betachlis hashleimus in order for the people to respect you and to listen to you, and therefore Hashem only makes a Navi out of someone who's like that. So Dafka, Moshe Rabbeinu had to be so tall. Masha Inke and the Levim did not have to be so tall, and therefore wouldn't be a Raya from them. So Gemara Vaita, another halacha in Haitzah. Omer Rav Mishra Rav Chiyah, Moitzi Masu v'Shavas HaRoshay, someone who carries something on his head on Shabbos, Chayiv Chatos, Shekein Anche Utsal Oysim Kein, because the Anche Utsal Hutsal, a certain city, they used to carry things on the head like that. That's why someone's chayiv, because Anche Hutzal do that. The Anche Hutzal ruba da alma. Is Anche Hutzal rave da alma? Are they rave of the world? And that makes it normal. So tomorrow, no, I'll change it. I'll tweak it. If someone in the town of Hutzal carries something on his head, v'shabes chayiv. Why should he be skin? Because that's the way they carry things in their city. If it's not normal in the rest of the world, just say batal daita. Hello, Itmar. Hamoitzi Masa Roshe Potter. If someone even in Hutzal carries something on his head, he's Potter. Vein Tim Salam Anche Hutzal. It's okay, Anche Hutzal do that. Butla Daita, it's a Goldam. It's Butla Daita, and it doesn't count. So coming out for this Gemara, that even Anche Hutzal, someone carries something on his head, is not Chayef for Hutzal. Now, the Rambam speaks out clearly that, of course, if it's the type of thing that you only carry in your head, it means it's very heavy, and you put it on your head and you support it with a hand, that's pasha yuachayv, that's a normal way of carrying. We're talking about something that's very light, and you carry it on your head without holding with your hand. That's where it's not normal. And there's also Rashi sounds like that. Rashi says, "Hoyloisim kadim mayim v'yayin aroisham," just on the head. But ain't oichsos v'dayim. Don't touch it with the hands. That's what made it different. If they put it on the head, they hold it with the hand. That's normal. But to balance it on your head without any help from your hand, that is not normal. And that's the case where you're potter. That's one thing we want to speak out. Another thing we want to speak out is that we find in other Gemaras that if some places they do it, if that's enough to be called normal, because even though they don't do it in the whole world, but it could be it's normal. If you do it in the city, it could be as normal. Why is this so? This is such a problem over here. Teretz says this is be'etzem mashuna. This is something different. Other things, let's say, you know, they eat bananas in a certain city, and other cities don't eat bananas. There, the only reason they don't eat it in other cities is because they don't have bananas. If they have it, maybe they eat it. But carrying something in your head is mishuna be'etzem. It's something different be'etzem. So it means there, even if you find one little city that does it, it's batla daita. Because everyone in the world could really carry something on the head, and they don't do it. That's a raya. That's called mishuna. And therefore, you are not chayv l'maisa on itzah if you carry something in your head, shaloi kedarkei.